This is Real Relationships on JewishCoffeeHouse.com. I'm Mickey Lavenpell, marriage therapist and relationship coach.
I'm Molly Livingstone, comedian and a Jew looking for some free advice. And if you're like me or somebody that just wants to talk about relationships, write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. On today's episode, we're talking about...
Is there such a thing as a blind date anymore?
Blind dating. A thing of the past or a thing of the future?
Or the present.
Or the present or right now. So is there?
Yeah, well, we're going to talk today about whether we should do background checks anymore, or whether we should just keep things blind when someone offers us a suggestion. How much of a background check should we do? And are there any red flags we should be aware of when we're looking at blind dating?
I have to tell you, Mickey, I'm totally for blind dating. I mean, not necessarily for myself as I'm married, but I think there is something taken out of a date and meeting somebody when you know too much. You're judging them. You are judging them. You're being judged because you think if you're doing the background check, they're doing a background check. So I think it would be great to do less background checking. Anyways, I think people put, you know, the happy life on Facebook. Like, how much are you going to get out of them? Are you going to start, you know, hiring someone to check them out? Or be like you called your husband's family. Well, he wasn't your husband then. You were just dating him.
And he wasn't his family. But anyway, yeah.
His family, their family, whatever. I think it would be nice just to meet someone.
It would be nice to just meet someone.
You say it with like a dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot. Yeah, look, I mean, we've gotten into this habit of Googling everybody, Facebooking, Twittering, whatever social media thingy that's out there, just to see whether a person is relevant for us. Very few people have anonymous lives. And if they do, you kind of think, wow, that person probably is irrelevant.
Right. Or they're a weirdo.
Google, right. If you can't Google someone, you probably think that person probably doesn't exist or they died 5 years ago or both.
I was so desperate. But like, for example, if you're at a Shabbat table and you meet someone and you guys click and it's so nice and you're like, wow, I really like this person. And then you background check them and you find out something.
Right.
And then you're turned off and it was like, no, things were going well. Why can't you just let it be and go on from there? Why do you have to go backwards? Literally, the background check to me is going backwards.
Well, it's sort of substantiate. You just kind of want to substantiate whether you really should be attracted to that person. It's kind of like saying, I don't really trust myself, so I need to rely on Facebook to see whether that person really has enough friends, whether we're connected in some way. Or you want to check whether you have similar friends and you could actually call and say, hey, do you know Joe Blow? Because I just met him at a Shabbos meal and now I need to find out whether he's actually a sociopath or a ex-murderer or something like that, or whether he's actually a really decent guy with a decent job.
Right. I get the murder thing. That's like, that's okay. But right. Like, I think that, you know, when
But a sociopath is all right.
It'll be interesting. Like they could, no, I don't know. I don't know. For me, I can only answer for me, right? I know that when I started dating my husband, I was new to Israel when I met him. So therefore I don't know anybody that knows him except for my roommate. And I asked her and you know what she said?
That's a big one.
Yeah. But she only kind of knew him like through her boyfriend's brother's friend. Okay. That's how they were attached. It was like third generation. And she said, I think he like works out a lot. And so he's like into his body, which I was like, is that a good or a bad? But either way, it wasn't even true. Meaning how good is the source? You got to be careful about that too.
Right.
And since I'm like a too honest person most times, I like told him that right away, right? You think you're going to keep this information to yourself because you'll look like the crazy person if you're like, so I did my homework on you, right? And I found out this and this, but I did say that I found out this and this, and he laughed, which means I guess we were a good match because he could handle that I had like tried to research him. And he's like, I mean, I care about my body. I care about being healthy, but I wouldn't say like I'm this psychotic worker-outer. Yeah.
Right. And also, what's good information for one person would be bad information for somebody else. Like, for an example, for me, I did meet my husband at a Shabbos meal, and then I tried to do my background check. I called my friends from London, and I said, have you heard of this guy? And they actually hadn't heard of him, but they'd heard of the family name, and they knew that there was something eccentric connected with it. And for me, eccentric is a good thing, but for other people, eccentric would be awful. Right. And so for me, thank God it worked. But if someone else said, oh, that person's a little eccentric, then people would have stayed clear of her. Right.
So then going to that point of, well, if you're going to background check, how much should you do? Right. How far should you go? First certificate, Obama style? Like, what are we talking?
I think it really depends on the person. I think you have to ask yourself, what are you background checking for? What is it that you need to know that you can't actually identify on your own? Are you not able to rely on your own intuition about somebody? Because that's what blind dating used to be about. It used to be about being able to just trust your own gut to see whether you could feel some sort of chemistry, some sort of connection with someone without knowing very much about them at all. And that was where some of that mystique really created that excitement and the spark. And now, if you know so darn much about somebody, it kind of takes a lot of that romance and that kind of...
that mysterious kind of, getting to know you.
Exactly. It takes that all away.
Also, if you put stuff on a profile and then people think you're lying, which you might be or might not be, so then it's like, I don't know. I get so nervous about this whole idea of blind dating versus not blind dating. But I think at the end of the day, an algorithm of like your brain, there was a TED talk about this, is that when you meet, there either is going to be that spark that you're going to have or not.
Right.
No matter what the profiles say, no matter how much online dating you do, no matter how much research you do, you still either kind of have it or you don't.
Right.
Now, what's scary is if you do have a click and you have this information in the back of your head, you're judging if you should date them. Whereas if it was a blind date and you had that magic spark, you would keep going.
Right. The question is the research going to kill things?
Right.
Is too much information really going to kill the possibility of something happening? And I think that it's kind of like the older we get, the more we know ourselves, the harder it is to fall in love because we know all the possible bad things that can go wrong. But when we're young and dumb, love comes a little bit more easily. It's a little bit like that. And I think it's the same thing. It's just too much information just sort of blocks our ability to feel love and to feel that connection. So I think the less information is better. But I think what you really need to do is just get clearer on your gut, feel more of a strong connection within yourself and really feel that you can actually trust yourself. And if you feel you do need a lot of information about somebody else, if you feel the need to do a lot of background checks, maybe stop with yourself and really ask yourself, how well do I really know myself? And is that enough for me to rely on myself to know that when I go out with somebody, that'll be enough?
I think also, here's the thing. I think that if a friend is setting you up, you should do less. Like, meaning, who is the source of this, of how you're going to date? If it's OkCupid or Tinder or something where, yes, you don't know the people. Like, my friends have said, there's married guys on OkCupid that are openly married.
Totally.
So meaning, yes, in those situations, I think when we're talking about red flags and what you should background check, yes, those are good points. But if I'm your friend and I'm setting you up with a guy, you should trust me to think that I have somebody for you in mind that isn't going to be, what did you call them, the axe murderer or the sociopath or whatever it is. Agree?
Right. I do agree.
Thank you. So what are red flags?
So the red flags are whether they have zero friends on Facebook.
Right.
That would definitely be one. Posting weird things, I guess, would be another one. I mean, if we're talking about background checking, what are the things that we're going to be finding out about somebody? If they don't post that they work anywhere, that might be a little bit scary, or they have no job history, assuming that they are old enough to have had a job past.
I don't know. I think this is to each his own because, you know, there might be somebody hippie out there that's like, I love that they don't talk about their job, and that's okay.
It's like those people who went to Harvard who are like, I went to school in Boston.
Oh, people do that from Harvard? I've not met one.
Yes, they do.
Nice. I like those.
Yes. But then there's the other people who really, it's like, you know, are you being modest or immodest? You know, that whole kind of question. And it's really hard to know. But in terms of red flags, you really want to make sure that you share some sort of something in common with the other person. And certainly having a friend in common would be good, assuming you like that person and you trust that person, you think that person is normal.
If they're around your Shabbat table, chances are your friend brought them there and they're an okay kind of person.
Assuming they didn't just pick them off the street and feel bad for them.
Oh, Mickey, what
I'm
is
sorry.
That? Who picks up people off? Yay, you, come over. All the time? Okay. So here's the thing. Have you played Sherlock Holmes in dating? Or are you somebody that's like, I'm just going to take a chance and I go into it blind? We want to hear from you. Tell us your stories, your mistakes that turned into opportunities, and whatever is in between. Write us at realrelationships@jewishcoffeehouse.com. This has been another episode of Real Relationships.